In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. It's going to be hot for the next couple of days in southwest Michigan. National Weather Service meteorologist Amos Dodson tells us it's going to feel hotter than the temperature would indicate.
We're expecting high temperatures both Tuesday and Wednesday to be in the mid to upper 90s. And humidity is going to be increasing as well, and that's going to make it feel like it's in the triple digits.
Dodson says everyone needs to take precautions to avoid heat-related illness.
Just be sure to drink plenty of water. If you are working outdoors, take a lot of frequent breaks. Get inside for air conditioning if you can, or at least get in the shade.
Dodson says it might be slightly cooler along the lakeshore, but not by much. Expects the temperature to cool down into the mid-80s on Thursday, and then back down to around 80 on Friday and Saturday. These are dangerous times on the roads in Michigan. Michigan State Police First Lieutenant Michael Shaw says fatal crashes have been dramatically up the last few years.
We had a 4% increase. We've had the largest amount of traffic fatalities over the last 20 years that happened in 2021. For our construction zones, we've seen a 40% increase of fatalities, either workers or people killed in the zones. Our pedestrians are up. Our motorcyclists are up. Car deer crashes are up.
Shaw says excessive speed has been a factor in many crashes. He says they're seeing more and more people driving more than 100 miles an hour on the freeway. St. Joseph City Commissioners have heard from Bird Scooters following a bumpy rollout of Bird's rental program in the city. Coming out of Memorial Day, commissioners said they had complaints about Bird scooters left all over the city and bad behavior by riders that included people taking the scooters on the sidewalks and peer and underage riding. At Monday's meeting, Nick Mitchell with Bird Scooters told commissioners the company is hiring an additional fleet manager to help wrangle wayward scooters left out of bounds.
Once we manage to find a second fleet manager, that kind of problem will resolve itself, and you'll see the scooters being more rebalanced in high demand areas.
The company has reduced the number of scooters in the city and has tightened the no-ride zones for each unit. Mitchell said Bird can prevent scooters from being drivable in specific areas and also knows the location and condition of each one. He added it's increased the education component within the app to hammer safety messages into the minds of customers. He also said proof of age could be required with each ride rather than just when creating the account. Mayor Laura Goose says she still has concerns, but thinks that the city should continue working with Bird. She said the company has been willing to listen and to take quick action. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.